We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we lead off the 5 o'clock hour with his weekly appearance here on the station. The head coach of the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr, joins us here on the show. Coach, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Doing great. I had fun watching that game last night. What was your reaction to watching that game from the sidelines?
Maybe not as much fun as you had, but I think a lot of people had fun watching it, but not a whole lot of fun watching a near meltdown at the end of a game as a coach, but it definitely was entertaining.
Is that sort of the way Sacramento is, though? I mean, they never seem to go away. And it's not just you guys that they do that against. They're always sort of just right there at your heels because they don't win by a wide margin very often, and they rarely get blown out. So isn't that basically sort of the deal that this is who they are at this stage of their development?
They've played all four games that we played this year, and they're really good. I mean, they're well-coached, they're explosive. They got three-point shooting everywhere. You know, De'Aaron Fox is impossible to stay in front of. So they're really good. So there was a lot of good stuff in that game, and I was pleased with our effort for the most part. But the late game, we gave up three-pointers when the three-point line. You got to keep it as a two-possession game rather than a one-possession game. And I think four straight possessions, you know, it went from 6-3, and that just changes the whole game. So we didn't do a good job guarding the line. We got a technical foul with a minute left in the game. And we gave up a wide-open corner three, you know, late. So those are all correctable mistakes, but you are right. Sacramento is a good team, and they're much improved for sure.
Well, one player who's really improved, Steve, and I saw him play a lot in college when he was Oklahoma's Buddy Hield, didn't get much of an opportunity to shine before he got to Sacramento. What have you seen from him? Because he's turned himself into a really good NBA player.
Well, he's a big-time shooter. You saw that up close when he was at Oklahoma. I'm sure you did some of his games,
yeah.
Rossi. But I think he's taking that next step, you know, in terms of the work ethic and the reps and the confidence. So I think this is year three for him, if I'm not mistaken. And he just looks like he knows he belongs. And I was talking to Andre Iguodala about him today, and Andre said he's one of the hardest working guys he's ever been around. So he's at a really high level.
Looking ahead to tomorrow night, this is not a question I would normally ask, but what would you give to see Daryl Morey's face if Scott Foster walked into the arena?
Oh, man. You know I'm not allowed to comment on stuff like that, right?
Well, yeah, but I thought you'd go at it obliquely because you like to hit the third rail without actually getting electrocuted by it.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I just got $25,000 last week for my outburst in Portland, so I'm on my best.
Hey, Steve, we're having trouble with the connection. Maybe we can try to get a better signal. Is Steve Kerr joining us here on 95.7 The Game? Come on, he's too smart for that, Ray. He's not taking the bait.
Listen, nobody walks right up to the rail and tests it like he does. And it's usually done with humor, and I'm all for it.
It's always done with humor.
And I'm not trying to get him into it, but I did want to hear him laugh about it because Scott Foster is one of his bete noirs, too. And I think he would get a kick out of watching Scott Foster walk into his arena and him having a pretty good feeling about it because of the team they're playing and the results from last night.
Steve Kerr back with us here, better spot. Appreciate again, Steve, your time. And so we're not getting you in trouble. Ray is just being Ray, and you know Ray. And he likes to be, you know, and a disturber. But it certainly was the topic that dominated the NBA today. And what kind of gets lost in as a Laker comeback last night, and they won it, but the frustration from James Harden, because he's not used to being in that situation. He shoots more free throws than anybody in the league.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all get frustrated with the officiating. It's just it's a brutal game to get right, to get everything right. And so every team in the league goes through this at times. And, yeah, I mean, I got I had an outburst last week in Portland that cost me some money. So frustration is part of it. But those guys are out there. They're trying hard to do their jobs. But, you know, sometimes things get a little out of control.
That said, would you support the idea of Don Nelson becoming the new supervisor of officials?
I would support Don Nelson in any endeavor he chose to embark upon. That guy's figured out life.
Yeah, you just want to get in the real estate business with him.
Yeah, that would have been good, too.
Well, the best thing about it is all the businesses he's in, he's only vaguely aware of them at this point.
And yet they're all making a ton of money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, he was kissed by God.
He looks great, too. He's got the puka shells going, the long hair.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
he's living the Aloha lifestyle, Steve.
Yes. He
is America's millionaire vagrant.
We love Nelly.
Oh. Are you at a stage at this point of the season where you start looking at the teams behind you just to see how they're falling as more than just an intellectual curiosity? Or do you sort of laser your focus on the team you've got?
I mean, you definitely follow the standings, you know, and now is about the time you can kind of see, you know, what the picture is becoming clearer, you know, instead of, you know, maybe five possible teams to be playing. It seems to whittle down a little bit as you get into the last 15 games of the season or so. And that's when you start paying more attention to the standings, really, you know, day in and day out. But the focus always remains on our team and what we're doing and what we have to get better with. And, I mean, we've got assistant coaches who are all assigned different teams. So Chris DeMarco's got Houston all season long. He's been watching them the last few weeks, and he's got the game plan for tomorrow. But, our biggest concern is always ourselves.
Which assistant coach has Phoenix?
I believe Willie Green has Phoenix, and I'm waiting for your snarky response right now.
No, I have none. You answered the question. That's all I needed.
Okay. All right.
Warriors coach Steve Kerr with us here on the Dave and Bruce Show at 95.7 The Game. And DeMarcus Cousins, and you talked about it before the quote-unquote second half began about upping his minutes. What have you seen from him, Steve, that has him in the position now to give him more time out there on the floor?
Well, I just think he's more and more comfortable each game. I thought he got a little tired before the All-Star break. His shot didn't go down for a couple games, but I thought he looked much smoother last night. It was a small, fast game last night, so we didn't see the minutes go up, but there's going to be other matchups where there's no doubt we're going to need his size and strength and low post skills, all that stuff. So I just think DeMarcus is more and more comfortable both physically and as far as playing with our guys and our style.
Has he been as patient as you want him to be about his playing time, or has he sort of been that sort of chafed at the leash, and I hate the analogy, but has he wanted to play more and tried to push to play more?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was not thrilled last night. He wasn't thrilled, you know, before the All-Star break when I would take him out. He wants to play, but that's good. You want guys who want to be out there. And it's not disruptive or anything when he's wanting to stay in. It's just, you know, he's looking at me like, come on, coach. I got more to offer, and I do think as we go, you know, now that we're back off the break, we'll have several games here, you know, this coming week, and I think his conditioning is now at the point where there's no problem. You know, if we need to get him up into the mid-30s, he's going to be capable of doing that. But, at the same time, it's all about fit and who we're playing and circumstances you know, certain matchups will dictate one lineup and, you know, different circumstances another. And I just want them to be ready for everything and comfortable going into the playoffs.
When would you anticipate that you would start thinking about how you want to use your rotation guys between now and the end of the regular season so that everybody is as close as possible to being 100% once the playoffs start? Does that come at 10 games? Does it come at 15? Do you start doing it now?
It never seems to go exactly as you would hope, but I think you always kind of look at the last sort of five or six games of the regular season as your playoff prep, you know, where you're really getting into your rotations. But inevitably, something happens, you know, somebody rolls an ankle or whatever, and you change the rotation around. And, you know, last year we went into the playoffs, and I could not have been more concerned. 7-10 in our last 17 games, our defense was a mess. And from game one on, it's first round, our defense was tremendous in the playoffs last year. So, you know, it doesn't always map out exactly how you think it will, but as long as guys are competing, you know, usually we're in pretty good shape because we got a ton of talent.
Wait, your team has a ton of talent, really?
I don't know if you noticed that, yeah.
I've noticed that from time to time, and they can really shoot the ball, too. That's what I've noticed.
Yeah, but most of it is just me coaching them up. But, you know,
well,
there is some talent, too.
It's easy when you have so many gritty little scrappers.
That's what we're all about, just gut it out.
Yep, grinding games out all the time.
Right.
Hey, the big news recently here in the Bay Area on the sports front is Bruce Bochy announcing his retirement after this season coming up, and he's going out the way he wants to go out. But I know you've spent some time around the Giants. You've gone to some ball games since you've been here. Just what are your thoughts about what Bruce Bochy has done with his long tenure and the three World Series championships he brought to the Giants?
Well, I just admire the way he goes about his business. You know, he's just very very professional, mild-mannered. I know he's got a temper like we all do, but the way he's handled his teams, both, you know, the Giants and going back to San Diego, I've always just admired him from afar. And the success that he's helped bring to the Giants is just amazing. And more than likely, you know, Hall of Fame-worthy stuff. So it's I'm sad to see Bones go, but I'm happy he's going out on his terms. And hopefully this will be a really good season for him and for the Giants.
This will be 25 years for him. Could you see yourself doing what you're doing for another 20?
No, I don't think so. I'm 53. Yeah, probably not. But you know, when you love what you do, like work, and I know that feeling. So I don't have any plans to retire anytime soon, but that's a hell of a run. And usually, you know, in this business, you don't get to decide. You know, the employer decides how long your run is, and it's a mark of Boch's excellence that he's basically been able to dictate, you know, his own terms throughout his career. That's how good he is.
Speaking of coaches who've done it for a long time, your college coach, some news, unfortunately, about him recently that he suffered a minor stroke, was in the hospital over the weekend. Have you talked to Coach Olson?
Have not spoken with him, but I've spoken to family members and people close to him, and obviously keeping a close eye on everything that's going on and hoping, you know, for the best for Lute. It's terrible, terrible news, and but there's hope, and we're hoping for the best.
Well, I'm going to Tucson on Sunday. Where you believe, Steve, it's snowing in Tucson today?
I know.
How crazy is that?
I got a video today from my mother-in-law lives there, and she sent a video of the snow coming down in front of her house this morning. Crazy.
Well, it had to shut down the city. I mean, if you were back in your college days, if it was snowing in Tucson, what would you have done?
Probably skipped class, but I might have done that anyway.
Yeah, it's enough. Nothing's changed then, I guess.
Yeah.
He would have taken the beer out of the refrigerator and put it in the snow so that he wouldn't waste the nature.
That's right. No waste of energy.
Hey, Steve, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. Have fun tomorrow night when the Rockets are in town.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And say hi to Scott Foster for us.
I will, Ray. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.